Yes Minister by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Folds as Bernard Woolley in The Skeleton in the Cupboard.
Right, item seven. Yeah. What's item seven about?
If I may just recapitulate, Minister.
Yes, Bernard.
Well, you can't actually recapitulate an item if you haven't started it yet.
Yes, thank you, Bernard. Where would we be without you? May I continue? Minister, recapitulating on our last meeting and on our submissions and minutes, which you doubtless received in your boxes, Minister.
Doubtless, yes, of course. Which minute, Humphrey?
On the proposal to take disciplinary action against the South Derbyshire local authority.
Yes. Yeah, remind me, would you, Bernard?
Well, they failed to complete their statutory returns and supply us with the statistical information that we require.
Yes. And what are we going to do about it?
The action we could take, you mean? A rebuke from the minister, a press statement about their incompetence, withholding various grants and allowances, or ultimately, as you are no doubt fully aware...
Yes, of course.
Good.
I'm fully aware of what?
What?
What am I fully aware of?
I'm sorry, I can't think of anything. I'm sorry, I can't think what...
Yeah, dear, you were saying ultimately, as I'm fully aware...
Oh, yes, I see. Ultimately, taking the local authority to court.
Is it all that serious?
Serious? It's catastrophic.
Why?
If local authorities don't send us the statistics we ask for, then government figures will be a nonsense.
Why?
They'll be incomplete.
Government figures are a nonsense anyway.
I think Sir Humphrey wants to ensure that they're a complete nonsense.
But why do we have to make an example of South Derbyshire?
Well, simply because... Why do you object? Is it because the council's controlled by your party?
Well, I mean, of course not, no, but I mean, couldn't we just pick on an opposition council?
Minister...
Are South Derbyshire all that bad?
Terrible.
Why?
They won't return their blue forms. They still haven't completed last year's employment trends questionnaire.
They replied to our ethnic personnel breakdown request in longhand on the back of a departmental circular.
We still haven't had their social worker revised caseload analysis for the last two quarters.
Exactly.
Or their distributed data processing appropriation tables. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable. Really evil.
Well, because they haven't returned their blue forms in triplicate. Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't see how life still goes on in South Derbyshire.
Exactly, Minister. They really are in a class of their own for incompetence.
Have they really no redeeming features?
Well, it is interesting.
So, if that's all right, Minister, we can take appropriate coercive action.
Except that the Minister might be interested...
So, can we take it you approve, Minister?
Well, it's a difficult one. They're friends of ours.
They're no friends of good administration.
Look, give me 24 hours. I'll have to try to square the party organisation. Get the chairman invited to one of those drinky-doos at number 10 or something. Soften the blow. Right. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you, Minister.
Minister, okay. if Dick, I could just Dick, have a moment...
Dick, I need your advice. If you could spare a moment.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose...
Bernard, I'm not happy about disciplining South Derbyshire.
Oh, why not, Minister?
Instinct. Dr. Cartwright seemed to be trying to tell me something. I think I'll drop in on him.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, it is understood that if ministers need to know anything, it will be brought to their notice. If they go out looking for information, they might, they might...
You might find it.
Yes. Sir Humphrey does not take kindly to the idea of ministers just dropping in on people, going walkabout, he calls it.
The Queen does it?
I don't think she drops in on undersecretaries. Not in Sir Humphrey's department.
What's Dr. Cartwright's room number?
Now, I must formally advise you against this, Minister.
Right. Advice noted.
Room 4017. Down one flight, second corridor on the left.
And if I'm not back in 48 hours, send a search party.
Graham, look, I think you ought to tell Sir Humphrey that the Minister has just gone walkabout. Yes, AWOL. Yes, of course I told him. Yes, I think you ought to let him know right away. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
What is all this about?
The minister has just left his office, Sir Humphrey, that's all.
That's all? You mean he's loose in the building? Why didn't you stop him?
Well, I advised him, Sir Humphrey, but he is the minister. There's no statutory prohibition on ministers talking to their staff, is there?
Who's the minister talking to?
Well, surely the minister can talk to anyone.
Bernard, I am in the middle of writing your annual report. It is not a responsibility which either of us would wish me to discharge while I am in a bad temper. Who is the minister talking to?
Well, perhaps you could help me on this, Sir Humphrey. I can quite see you should be told if the minister calls on an outsider, but I can't see that it is necessary to inform you if he just wanted to take a hypothetical example to check a point with Dr. Cartwright.
Thank you, Bernard. Much obliged.
4017.
I know.
All those things they told me about South Derbyshire, aren't they true?
They may be, for all I know.
Well, so what are you saying?
I'm saying that nevertheless, South Derbyshire is the most efficient local authority in the UK.
The most efficient? But I'm supposed to be ticking them off for being the least efficient.
Well, look at the figures.
I thought they didn't send us any.
No, but they keep their own records perfectly well. I'm going on those. Look, they have the lowest truancy record in the Midlands. Lowest administrative cost per council house. Lowest ratio in Britain of council workers to rate income. Clean bill of public health with the lowest number of environmental health officers.
What are environmental health officers?
Rat catchers. And virtually all the children can read and write, even though they've had a progressive education. Oh, yes, and they have the smallest establishment of social workers in the UK.
Is that good?
Oh, yes, sign of efficiency. Parkinson's law of social work, you see. It's well known that social problems increase to occupy the total number of social workers available to deal with them.
You're sure these figures are okay?
Oh, yeah.
Richard, I wonder if... Oh. Minister, good heavens.
Hello, Humphrey.
Hello, Minister.
What a coincidence.
Yes, indeed. What a surprise.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just, passing.
Passing?
Yes. Passing.
Passing. I see. Where were you going?
Oh, I was just going past. Past the door. Cartwright's, Richard's door. So I thought, hello?
And then did you think anything further?
Yes, I thought, why should I just pass the door? Might as well open it.
Good thinking, Minister. That's what doors are for.
Quite. And I'd remembered one or two points I wanted to clear up.
Good. What points?
Oh, just some odd points.
Yeah, some odd points.
Yes.
How odd?
Well, not all that odd. We just had a meeting.
Minister, may I have a word with you?
Oh, certainly. As soon as Richard...
No, I mean now.
Okay, go ahead.
Upstairs, Minister, in your office, if you
please. I'm sure Richard doesn't mind.
Upstairs, no, you can Minister. Your Dr. Cartwright can spare you for a moment.
Oh, yes.
Thank
yes,
you, Richard. Now, Minister, may I ask, what was that in aid of?
I found out some very important facts, Humphrey.
Well, I sincerely hope it does not occur again.
What?
Minister, you cannot just go round talking to people in the department.
Why not?
Minister, how can I advise you properly if I don't know who's saying what and to whom? I must know what's going on. You simply cannot have completely private meetings. And what if you're told things that aren't true?
Well, if they're not true, you can put me right.
But they may be true.
In that case, I...
That is not entirely false, but misleading, open to misinterpretation.
You're just trying to keep things from me, aren't you?
Absolutely not, Minister. Records must be kept. You won't be here forever, you know, nor will we. In years to come, it may be vital to know what you were told. If Cartwright were moved tomorrow, how could we check on your information?
Cartwright isn't being moved tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, Alex Andrews of the Mail is waiting to see you, Minister.
Yes, no, hold on, Bernard. I'd like you to minute this conversation. We must have everything minuted, you know. Now, Humphrey, Cartwright told me that South Derbyshire is the most efficient council in Britain.
Inefficient, I think he means, Minister.
Efficient, Humphrey. Effective, economical. They're just not particularly interested in sending pieces of blue paper to Whitehall.
But if they don't send us the information and plans and requests for permission, well, what are we here for?
Good question. What are we here for?
To collate the information, expect the plans, and grant or withhold permission.
And if we didn't?
I'm sorry, Minister, I don't understand.
You know your trouble, Humphrey. You're concerned with means and not ends.
There are no ends in administration, Minister, except loose ends. Administration is eternal.
Forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
It's because there are no ends that they talk about government circles.
Yes, Bernard. Like the sort we're going round and round in at the moment. Anyway, I'm not going to discipline South Derbyshire. I shall look an idiot.
I'm sorry, Minister, but that's your job. to discipline South Derbyshire. There's no alternative. The Treasury and the Cabinet Office insist.
Humphrey, I cannot agree to this. Well, not today, anyway.
Very well, Minister. Tomorrow.
No, Humphrey.
Minister, you don't seem to understand. It's not up to you or up to me. It is the law.
Minister, I do think you should talk to the Mail.
All right, Bernard. Thank you, Humphrey.
Thank you, Minister.
Bernard, how did Humphrey find out that I was with Cartwright?
God moves in a mysterious way.
Let me make one thing quite clear. Sir Humphrey is not God. Okay?
Will you tell him or shall I?
Now tell me how he found out where I was.
Well, confidentially, Minister, everything you tell me is in complete confidence. So equally, and I'm sure you appreciate this, and by appreciate, I don't actually mean appreciate. I mean understand that everything Sir Humphrey tells me is in complete confidence, as indeed everything I tell you is in complete confidence, and for that matter, everything I tell Sir Humphrey is in complete confidence.
So?
So, in complete confidence, I am confident you will understand that for me to keep Sir Humphrey's confidence and your confidence means that conversations must be completely confidential. As confidential as conversations between you and me are confidential. I've just got Alexandria's, Minister.
Mr. Andrews. Mr. Andrews, Minister.
Alex.
Hi,
Jim. Sit down. What can I do for you?
I want you to help me. I've just come across a fascinating story. Did you know that your government's about to give away £40 million worth of buildings, harbour installations and landing strip to a private developer for nothing?
£40 million? You're having me on.
Scout's honour.
Well, why ask me? I didn't do it, did I?
No, right. No, it goes back a long way. About 30 years ago, the Ministry of Defence took a lease on a Scottish island. They put up barracks, married quarters, HQ block and the harbour and airstrip. But now the lease has expired and they all become the property of the original landowner. And he's turning it into an instant holiday camp. Chalets, yachting marina, staff quarters, it's all there already. He's going to make a fortune.
But he can't do that. The law.
Yeah, yes, you're talking about the English law. And this contract was under Scottish law. And some idiot didn't realise the difference.
See. But what do you want from me? You've got the story. 30 years late. I see you're as quick with the news as ever. Still, not bad for Fleet Street.
Yes, we're running it tomorrow. But my editor wants an investigative feature. Go through the files, find out exactly what happened.
Why?
Well, there may be lessons for today. And we could find out who's responsible.
Does it matter? That sort of detail would have been handled by quite a junior official.
Okay, yes, but that was 30 years ago. I mean, he could be in a very senior position now, even a permanent secretary, running a great department, responsible for spending billions of pounds of public money.
Pretty unlikely.
Yes, but can I see the papers?
Well, you know, I just can't hand files over. But anyway, didn't you say it was a 30-year lease? You'll get the papers from the Public Records Office in a few weeks under the 30-year rule.
Yes, I thought you'd say that. Yes, that's true, but I want a guarantee that I will get them. All of them.
Well, defence papers.
I don't come that one. It's not top security. Look, you made a manifesto commitment about telling the voters the facts. And this is a test case. Will you guarantee that no papers are removed before the files are opened?
Of course. No skin off my nose.
Yes, that a promise?
Sure.
A real promise, not a manifesto promise.
Your trouble, Alex, is you can't take yes for an answer.
Because otherwise, we do the feature on ministers ratting on manifestos.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tickets, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Tickets, please.
Good God.
Sorry?
Who's seen this?
What is it?
The Mail. An elementary mistake by a junior government official 30 years ago has cost British taxpayers at least £40 million. Lucky beneficiary is a German property developer. Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Right. Anything else, Humphrey? Humphrey?
No, that's the lot. Right.
Oh, incidentally, did you see that story in the mail this morning about the Scottish island?
I'm not sure.
That frightful cock-up 30 years ago over the terms of the lease.
Oh, yes, I believe I did just glance at it.
40 million quid down the drain. Somebody really boobed there, didn't they? Yes. So it couldn't happen in your department, could it?
No, absolutely no.
I wonder who it was.
That is something we shall never know.
Well, it'll be on the files, won't it? Everything must be put in writing, as you were telling me.
Oh, yes, well, somewhere, no doubt. But it would take ages to search. Not worth anyone's time.
Well, actually, you're wrong there. The Mail are doing a big feature on it when the papers are released under the 30-year rule. I've promised them a free run of all the files.
Minister!
It's all right, isn't it?
All right, all right. No, it certainly is not all right.
Why on earth not?
It's impossible, unthinkable.
Why?
Well, it's top security.
Well, a few barracks.
But there were secret naval installations, anti-submarine systems, low-level radar towers.
You don't know that.
No, but I mean, that's the sort of thing those island bases always had.
Well, they'll have been dismantled.
But the papers will have references.
It's ancient history.
Well, anyway, we'd have to consult, get clearances.
Where's it from?
Security implications. MI5, MI6, the national interest, foreign powers, consult our allies, top brass, CIA, NATO, CETO, Moscow.
Humphrey, are you
all
right?
No, not Moscow. I didn't mean Moscow, no. There could be information that would damage people still alive.
Well, whoever drafted that contract ought to be damaged if he's still alive.
Oh, yeah, quite absolutely. No question of protecting officials. No, of course not. But responsible ministers...
It was 30 years ago, Humphrey. And weren't the other lot in office then, anyway? Why are you so concerned?
Oh, I'm not. No, not at all. I mean, not personally. It's the principle, the precedent, the policy.
Well, policy's up to me, Humphrey, and I've promised. So it's done now. Okay?
I see. Yes, right.
What's the matter with Humphrey? Have I done something wrong? There aren't any security aspects, are there? What's the problem? Am I talking to myself?
No, Minister. I am listening.
Well, why don't you reply?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your questions were purely rhetorical. I can see no reason for Sir Humphrey to be so anxious.
Unless... Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I don't think so. I'm not thinking anything, really.
I think I begin to smell a rat.
Oh, shall I get an environmental health officer?
How long has Sir Humphrey been here at the Department of Administrative Affairs?
Oh, all his career, hasn't he, ever since it was founded?
When was that?
1964, same time as they started the Department of Economic Affairs. Oh, now I think I'm thinking what you're thinking.
And what do you think?
You're thinking where was he before 1964. Ah. Well, it'll be in Who's Who. He must have been in some other department and been trawled when the DAA started.
Been what?
Been trawled, you know, fished, caught in the net. Ah. Oh, here we are. Oh, my God.
What?
From 1950 to 56, he was an assistant principal at the Scottish office.
Ah.
On secondment from the War Office.
Ah.
The Regional Contracts Officer.
30 years ago?
Yes.
So the official who chucked away £40 million worth of taxpayers' money was... How frightful.
But this is awful.
Terrible. And the papers all due for release in a few weeks.
get Humphrey back in here at once, please, ma'am?
Hello, Graham, it's Bernard. The minister wonders if Sir Humphrey could spare some time for a meeting during the next couple of days.
At once.
In fact, sometime during the course of today is really what the minister has in
at
mind.
At once.
Or to be precise, any time within the next 60 seconds, really. He's coming round now.
Why, did he faint? This is very serious, Bernard.
Yes, yes.
No laughing matter.
Absolutely not.
It is. How do I best handle this?
Well, in my opinion...
My question was purely rhetorical, Bernard.
You wanted a word, Minister.
Oh, Humphrey. Come in, come in. Thank you, Bernard. I've been thinking about this Scottish Island scandal. Very worrying.
Well, I don't
you
know.
See, it probably hasn't occurred to you, but that official could still be in the civil service.
Oh, that's most unlikely.
Well, why? He could have been in his mid-20s then. He'd be in his mid-50s now. Might even be a permanent secretary.
Oh, I hardly think so.
Yes, of course, you're right. But I know somebody who wears a howler like that could never go on to become a permanent secretary. Anyway, I want a full investigation.
Oh, it was so long ago. We can't find out that
sort
of thing.
Of course we can. You were telling me that everything is minuted and full records are always kept in the civil service, and legal documents concerning a current lease couldn't possibly have been thrown away.
Minister, aren't we making too much of this? Possibly blighting a brilliant career because of a tiny slip 30 years ago. It's not such a lot of money wasted.
£40 million?
Well, not compared with Blue Streak, TSR2, Trident, Concord, high-rise council flats, British Steel, British Leyland, British Rail, Upper Clyde Shipbuilders, the Atomic Power Station Programme, Comprehensive Schools, the University of Essex.
Yes, I take your point. But it's still over 100 times more than this official can have earned in his whole career. So I want you to look into it and find out who it was. OK?
Well, I...
Yes, Humphrey?
Minister, I think there is something that perhaps you ought to know.
What?
The identity of this official, whose alleged responsibility for this hypothetical oversight has been the subject of recent speculation, is not shrouded in quite such impenetrable obscurity as certain previous disclosures may have led you to assume. And, in fact, not to put too fine a point on it, the individual in question was, it may surprise you to learn, the one to whom your present interlocutor is in the habit of defining by means of the perpendicular pronoun.
I beg your pardon?
It was I.
Humphrey. No.
I was under pressure. We were overworked. There was a panic. Parliamentary questions tabled. Obviously, I'm not a trained lawyer, or I wouldn't have been in charge of the legal unit. Well, it just happened. It was 30 years ago, Minister.
Yes.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Yet very well, Humphrey. I forgive you.
Oh, thank you, Minister.
But why didn't you tell me before? We don't have any secrets from each other, do we?
That's for you to say, Minister.
Not entirely. Anyway, what do we do now? If I don't let the Mail see all the papers, I'll be roasted. Of course, I might be able to do something if I didn't have this other problem on my plate.
Which other problem, Minister?
Well, being roasted by the press for disciplining the most efficient council in Britain.
Ah. You know, Minister... I've been thinking about South Derbyshire.
Oh, good.
Obviously, we can't change the law, but perhaps we could show a little leniency. A private word to the chief executive. Give them a chance to mend their ways.
Well, of course, that would make a lot of difference. But how would I explain the missing papers to the mail?
Well, Minister, this is what we normally say in circumstances like this.
This file contains the complete set of available papers, except for a small number of secret documents, a few others which are part of still active files, some correspondence lost in the floods of 1967. Was 1967 a particularly bad winter?
No, it was a marvellous winter. We lost no end of embarrassing files.
Some records which went astray in the move to London, and others when the War Office was incorporated in the Ministry of Defence, and the normal withdrawal of papers whose publication could give grounds for an action for libel or breach of confidence or cause embarrassment to friendly governments. Well, that's pretty comprehensive. How many papers does that normally leave for them to look at? How many does it leave, actually? About 100 or so? 50? 10? 5? 4? 3? 2? 1? None?
Yes, Minister.
In The Skeleton in the Cupboard, you heard Paul Eddington as Jim Hacker, Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey, and Derek Folds as Bernard. Dr. Cartwright was played by Ian Lavender, and Alex Andrews by Clive Merrison. Peter Aker and Ellen McIntosh were the civil servants, and William Eadle was the man on the train. Yes, Minister was written by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, and adapted for radio by the producer, Pete Atkin.